For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are about to listen to a Beyond the Wheel mini-pod.
Hey everyone. You have probably heard people talk about RV and campground etiquette before, but on today's mini-pod, I would also like to add some tips for good behavior while on the road. Starting with, when at a gas station and you are finished fueling up, move into a parking space so that the next RVer can pull into the fuel lane. I know this is not always possible at a local gas station, and that is why Sabrina and I like fueling up at Flying J's. They typically have parking spaces for RVs that are large enough to pull into, even with our tow car. Of course, there is also some common sense courtesy on the road, like don't tailgate, especially since most of our RVs cannot stop all that quickly. Don't own the road and fight with people who want to merge into your lane. Always drive at a safe speed. I typically drive right around 62 to 65 miles an hour, but this is really going to depend on what type of RV you have. We usually do about 62 when towing our car, 65 if we're not. And we normally feel we're not in that big of a rush and that the RV handles and receives the best fuel mileage right around these speeds. Only pass when you know you can. This is a tough one because there are times that we will go to pass someone and they speed up just as we go to pass, which brings me back to let people merge when they need to, which can also mean slow down and let them in. If I notice someone is trying to pass me on a one-lane highway, I will typically let off the gas and let them go safely in front of us before the oncoming traffic starts to pop up again. I know one of my biggest pet peeves while driving is when a tractor trailer tries to pass another tractor trailer and they can't, or the other tractor trailer won't let them pass, and then we get stuck behind two slow-moving trucks. I would imagine this frustrates cars behind us the same way it frustrates us behind tractor trailers. Now I'm going to move on to campground etiquette. I'm going to start with what I believe is the most important rule. Do not distract your neighbor while he or she is breaking down their campsite to get on the road. This is the most important time for an RVer to be focused. You don't want this person getting distracted by your conversation and forgetting something like connecting safety chains to their tow car or forgetting to put their tow vehicle in neutral. If you enjoyed their company while they were your neighbor, wait until they are done packing up, then go over and say your goodbyes. Keep your noise levels down, especially during quiet hours. I like my music, but I'm sure not everyone enjoys 90s alternative music as much as me. So when I'm at a campsite, I keep my music to a level that only I can hear. I always think back of the times when I was a shop supervisor, and when one worker would turn up his radio, another one would turn up his, and so on. And before you knew it, we were having a radio war, and no one could hear anything but noise. Try to be respectful of people's space. Don't walk through their site to get to the laundry or bathrooms. Walk around, take the extra steps. It'll do us all some good. Even if they are not outside, or even if they're not home at all, it's still good practice to go around and take the long way. I know for us, Belle does not like when people get too close to the RV and she freaks out, which then takes her a while to settle back down again. Always keep an eye on your kids. Be sure you know your kids are not disturbing other campers by playing in their sight, or worse yet, maybe bouncing a tennis ball against their RV. This is not a random statement. This has happened to us. Keep an eye on your pet and keep them leashed up. Not everyone likes dogs, and some people have a real fear of them. So do your best to keep yours under control and within 6 feet of you. Be sure to fully extinguish your campsite. This honestly can be tough, and one of the reasons why we switched to a propane fire pit. I felt we spent just as much time trying to put out our fires as we did to get them started. Try to leave your campsite as nice as you found it. Yes, the campground host will be around to clean up after you, but it's not that hard for us to clean up after ourselves, including not throwing trash into campfires. I am actually surprised by how often I see trash or aluminum cans in a fire pit. This could be the most important rule at a campground. Follow all of the campground rules. This is a sure way to enjoy your stay and keep out of trouble. Almost all campgrounds will hand you a list of their rules when checking in. Sometimes these rules can be printed on their map. If everyone in your family follows these rules, you should have a very smooth and fun camping trip. Now I'm going to throw in some bonus etiquette rules while staying at, say, a Walmart, Cracker Barrel, casino parking lot, or anything like that. These can be very convenient stays for RVers, and we certainly do not want to see them taken away, which in some areas, that's already begun. So when you're planning on staying overnight in one of these parking lots, it's always a good idea to call ahead, make sure it's okay to stay, and if it is, ask them where they would like you to park. While there, don't make it look like you're camping. This is just an overnight parking space. This means no slides out, no awnings out, and don't bring out your chairs either. When parking in one of these retail spots, we're trying to blend in as best we can, not look like we're tailgating at a Sunday game. Before leaving, thank them for your stay by purchasing something in their store or restaurant. This is an easy way to repay them for the safe overnight spot they provided. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Normally, when I stay at a Walmart, I usually buy some RV supplies like tank cleaner, water filters. These will be things that are always needed. Well, that is all of my tips for this mini pod, but please do not hesitate to add some of your own in the comments section of our website or let us know in our socials, Beyond the Wheel Instagram and Beyond the Wheel Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. And also, be sure to leave us a review or rating on your favorite podcast platform. Take care, all, and safe travels.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.